here since 24 years. I know in principle what to do for this job, but it's the first time that I do it. That means I will have to improvise, I will have to give maybe counter orders, I will have to shout sometimes for safety and for questions to happen. And cope with me, please. And Lara will help you. Come, Lara. Lara in the next sector, so we work together. So both will be guiding you. Watch the principle. What is done in different places of the world for this kind of erosion is to fill sand tubes. They are normally made of geotextile, which is woven geotextile tube. I don't find them in Pondicherry, so we have just polyethylene tubes. This will last maybe 1 year. But at least we have 1 year safety for the fish, if it works. And what we'll do now, we'll fill vertical tubes leaning against the cliff to avoid the sea to erode further down on the cliff. And if you have more money and more time, we'll put long tubes on the shore itself to protect these tubes which are vertical. This will be done maybe on the next Sunday or later if Roville gives money for that. Okay, so principle now, we have to shape a little bit the cliff with a certain shape to lean the sandbag against and fill the sandbags. And the sandbag will be wrapped in a fencing wire which is holding everything together as one single piece. Because the idea is to do a seawall of about 40 meters long with what we have bought today. So let's see if we can do 40 meters today.
Don't work.
It's called a gabion. Gabion, which is sand filling, for materials filling like stones or sandbags here, wrapped into a fencing wire. So we'll try to do this, and let's start to now. Okay, so we can start on one corner. We'll start from Bagas House to the south on this side, and to the north on the other side, right?
Please just be aware that around Bagas House, there's not in exactly safe conditions, so people, especially working barefoot, will just make sure to keep some distance from the house, and particularly keep the kids in mind. Some of these erosion cliffs are still eroding, and there are sections of the terrace that will actually cave, and even some of the trees. So please just be very attentive.
So first rule, don't run on the side. Second rule, be careful on the edge of the cliff because it's very fragile. Whatever platform you have with bricks is hollow below. It may fall anytime. So keep 1.5 meter distance from the cliff where you have some borders. And on the sand, don't go at all on the side. Right? And it's better to go down from this side. And we'll fill first from the Bagas House for the volunteers. I prefer you walk only on the cliff side, not on Bagas House. It's not safe for you. Workers are used to work with different conditions. So volunteers on the south side of Bagas. Our workers on the north side, right? Okay, let's start, please.
So how do you feel about today's work, Satram?
It was a very good work. First time for everyone, because I just had theoretical knowledge how to do this, but we improvised with everyone, and it was really wonderful work.
You think we still have a chance to save Repos?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Because one of these ways that we have this evening, without what we did today, the small hut would be collapsed now. Uh-huh. And Bagas hut would have really serious problems also.
Okay. So you plan on keeping on building with the tubes?
Depends if FMC and Norway wants to. Yes.
Yeah, okay. With the funds, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
They allowed 1 lakh rupees for this experiment.
Okay.
I spent already 60 or 70,000 rupees with the materials and our labor. Hopefully that we had 30 volunteers. Thankfully that you had 30 volunteers, which will help the work.
Okay. Yes. And then this is only a temporary solution. Do you have any plans for something more that would stabilize the situation?
A more durable solution would be to have real woven geotextile tubes that we don't find in Pondicherry. I have a possible supplier from China that I had to inquire with. And then, depending on the cost and how it can be done, it can be a solution. Because what we did was really an emergency solution to protect the beach from this last erosion. In 1 week, less than 1 week, the sea took 4 meters of the land.
Okay.
And if we did not do it today, it would have taken easily 2 more meters.
Okay. And you think this could be done on a weekly basis, let's say?
Why not? Yes, okay. If I don't mind to come every Sunday with our volunteers.
No. Okay.
Our workers maybe will not be too happy to work every Sunday.
I understand that.
But okay. If we have volunteers and we know how to do it, it can be done.
Okay. So hope.
I hope, yes.
Okay.
And I really hope it will last because I cannot certify it will be permanent solution for okay. the next few months.
Okay.
Really depends how the sea will be in the mountain. If I have not a cyclone, I really don't know. But at least I would say in front of Baga Frost, all the sandbag we put, they are really strong wave breakers. The wave breaks on it, they have really proper name, they just breaks, uh-huh. They plus everyone. And the house and what's behind is intact.
Okay. So now, for now, how many meters do you plan to do? Do you
today we have done about 35 meters of seawall.
Okay.
With what we have, with what we have left from the materials, we can do maybe 5 more meters, and then we have no more funds.
Okay.
And then I have to wait for a decision from Auroville what they want to do.
Okay. And maybe see what is going on with the sea also.
Yes,
if it's strong
course,
enough
right.
And.
That's why I will come every day to see what's happening, mm-hmm. How the world behaves and what is happening. And let's hope for the future that it can work.
Okay, how many days do you feel like before you can be sure that the solution is working? Do you have any idea?
I think we need to have 1 month of monitoring to see how it can behave.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come back talk to you in 1 month then.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Thank
yes,
you for your
you
time.
To, if you want to come next Sunday, if you have again money, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay, I come. Okay, yeah, okay. I come. Okay, thank you, Satfa. Yes, thank you very much.
Lara.
Mm. Okay.
And you with Satfem working together or?
In fact we're partners in work and partners in life. I work at the Earth Institute.
Yeah. Are you working at the Earth Institute?
Yeah, I came here as a PhD student doing research and then transitioned to a long term volunteer, and finally at 1 a.m. today, or tomorrow morning rather, I'm leaving on an airplane for, I guess 5 a.m., I'm leaving on an airplane for the States with a letter of recommendation for an entry visa, and
okay.
A very exciting day. And yeah, I wish I was staying in the next month to participate in this work. In fact, it's quite, for me, a little tragic to leave now because, one, I think it's a really amazing initiative, and I think the experience that people had today together was really extraordinary. Orvillians taking breaks, sitting around the table and discussing, why don't we do this month to month? We don't have experiences like building something together, participating in labor together to where it's needed, you know, to contribute to saving Ropo, and to actually have that experience of community construction.
Yeah, community construction. And whose initiative was it? Was it from the?
Well, I think the Earth Institute did some work last November to save Baga's house. And then about, I can't remember, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, maybe things got very bad here again. The Earth Institute did some more work. The sea destroyed everything the following day. And then, you know, we were coming here once a day to discuss with Baga, to convince her that now it's time to leave the house. And now, we had no suggestions for how to solve the problem with the house, certainly not for the beach at all. And then, maybe what, the day before yesterday, Praveen said, hey, we have this idea that we do these, tubes, like regular sandbags, and then we had a discussion. We said, okay, well, how about full-size tubes, and then, like, how about larger full-size tubes, and in fact, Manu had actually suggested something like this some time back, but let's just get on the bike, go to Pondi, see if we can find what's possible to find, and if we can get the materials, then Praveen is already organizing something for Sunday morning, so we just bring all of the efforts together and try to desperately get people at the last minute to come and participate.
So what did you think about the participation?
I mean, what an amazing turnout. How many people came to volunteer? Do you know? I wasn't counting.
No, you were not counting. I can tell. You were digging and running everywhere, you know.
50 or 60?
50 or 60? That sounds pretty accurate. Families and partners and
exactly. And
working committee members and Earth Institute people and visitors and workers. How often is it that Orvillians get the chance to work together alongside workers?
Exactly.
And what actually changes in the interaction is not people feel like they're doing labor, that there's all of this class association, but workers feel like they're really contributing something, that they're not just a
doing paid labor, but they're working with people for the construction of this community, or for
I can say that for the time being, this is a temporary solution still, but since we lost, 3 meters of beach in 4 days, and it became so dramatic and so desperate here. In fact, if we didn't all do this work together today, the White House would have been gone. Huh? Today we would have lost the White House. If you saw, we all saw the waves at the end of the day. The White House would have been gone. Baga's house would have started tipping into the sea. And so I think that one, we have to observe to see if it's really working. And if it's really working, then we buy more materials and we try to motivate more Orovillians to come and support, or workers or volunteers or whoever can actually contribute, and do the whole stretch of rubble.
Yes, that would be a great project.
May I tell something?
Yeah, of course you can say something,
please. I would like to tell you, thank you. So I would like to tell you, because Lara has hundreds of pictures, my suggestion was that because we have a projector and a screen, we can show to other people such a huge joy to do really something, how other people felt themselves, even though they worked like elephants, like self-slaves, you know, and they were happy. So I would be, can you see the goosebumps? So I would be happy to show to people that this is a joy to do something together, and they can share in this joy. That's all.
Thank you.
And may I tell something, that he was one of the biggest wheel of this project, to make moving this project.
Yeah, truly.
Previn, you know, actually Previn and his family started the action.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many people are still living here in Oropo? Do you know how many people live in Oropo?
How many people live in Grupo?
Oh, maybe two or three. Yeah.
Not too many families.
Yesterday when I ran around and I asked people, you know, personally, I saw the big sandbag party Rekan, you know.
We saw you at Free Corner.
I explained also, so that is very natural that we go around and we speak with people, because if you can see in the eyes, you know, and you can say, hey, this is serious, help, because you will be lost, and this would be a diamond on the crown of Oroville, and have to give life it again, because this is our beach, actually your beach, because I am not Orovillian. I just enjoy it, you know. I think that we can do everything. Just give the idea.
I think
Previn is here. Previn.
Today we had at a time 50 volunteers here.
50?
Okay, cool. And some people that came in the morning.
Yes. So at the peak there were 50 volunteers. Yeah. But I think this is very heartwarming.
But I think it's what's
we
really
were trying for the last 4 days round the clock to and 7 days back we were not even sure of the right technique. And then we found the right technique, because it all started at sandbags, and then we zoned in on the right technique of tubes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when we discussed with Satprem, he was so nice. He just took it up in the right spirit and such fast action. And 50 volunteers turning up.
Yeah, because we had volunteers. If we didn't have volunteers, not much could have been done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I think that
people. Yes.
Actually, we are able to, willing to, and able to. You know.
One tree fall down.
We need more volunteers, because the palm tree is going away already.
So you know, you just tell the idea. How can we wake up people? You know, even early morning.
Maybe they also have to be more together again and working together again. That it's not only work but joy also.
Yeah, but maybe it's nice if volunteers who work here, they can put in the notes just their own feeling or what happened, what It was fun to work all together.
No, I think that the best way to convince people is for people to really understand this, the joy and the celebration that all of the participants experienced today. And if people feel that they're contributing something, that they're actually making a difference, and that they're building community and experiencing joy at the same time, then I think that there will be a lot of people who will be interested to volunteer their labor.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yes, because I cannot promise that what we did today will last long. But at least, if you don't do anything ourselves with our hands, nobody will do it for us. The mother wants for us to act with our hands. Or we'll have to be built with our hands, not by our computers and our minds. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the same for the spiritual control, for the poor hands. We have to save what we can, and then leave the rest to the divine.
We will.
The rest here, that's it.
And all will form, because you need more sandbags.
Yes. It's more difficult to convince
The Auroville
fans than the volunteers to come.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it was a great pleasure to work with you.